Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this first day of July 2020. Wednesday, July the 1st, 2020, 7-1-2020, 14 minutes past the hour, we're back here. Now, don't forget, we've got this whole hour ahead of us just to talk about whatever. I love talking to you on the toll-free line. Had the most interesting conversation yesterday right as we were going off the air, and I wish we would have had more time because the caller we were talking to yesterday, I don't know who it is, and I never do, and that's okay. People don't have to give their name calling into a radio show. But we had a fascinating conversation on living in the moment, and I really enjoyed that conversation. So if that listener's out there, I hope they know how much I enjoyed that, and I really do appreciate that. And the day before, we had a gentleman call in who I enjoy, who calls in, and he's open to call in anytime. And we had a great conversation about patriotism and things of that nature. So I appreciate anybody who calls in. Keep calling in. That's what makes it fun. If I sit here and talk for 40 minutes, that's not all that fun. But when you call in and share your opinions and we can have a conversation, I like that. You know, somebody was saying the other day to me, why do you let the callers stay on the air so long? And I thought that was the weirdest question I've ever been asked in my life, because it's your airwaves. I mean, the airwaves are for the public. I'm just hosting a show, and I'm far more interested in what you have to say than what I have to say. People hear me every morning. If you have an opinion, you can stay on as long as you want. I like talking to you. I enjoy that. That's part of the show here. That's what open radio is about, because your voice comes in here to me and we have a dialogue, but it also goes into other people's houses and they hear it and they learn and they think. And even if they don't agree with us, they think about it. So I love having the callers on. And if somebody's saying something interesting, I'm not going to cut them off unless we run out of time for that hour. So always feel free to call in, 740-383-9944. Now, I just want to clear this up, because we had Professor Alan Lichtman on yesterday, who's been on this show. I think it was his third or fourth time on the show. And we had a little dust-up in the middle of the interview yesterday, in which I was just asking him if he was predicting if Joe Biden was going to win the presidential election. And he got a little upset. Now, this was in the more toward the beginning of the interview than the end. He didn't leave. He stayed through the end of the interview. And I just want to let you know, this is how adults handle problems, okay? We talked via email yesterday, and I got an email from him. Matter of fact, we exchanged maybe four or five emails. And this is what he said. So this is important. He said, Scott, except for those couple of minutes, it was an excellent interview. You can understand why I am so sensitive about anyone else expressing my prediction which I have not made. A final call as of yet, which I have not made a final call on as of yet. I'd be happy to come on again. So that's how it all ended. You know, I wanted to let you know that everything was hunky-dory after that little dust-up yesterday and that little moment. I think sometimes you hear the moment and then you don't know what happened after. And that's how I think of it. It was a little dust-up. And to be honest with you, I enjoyed it because it's live. And that's the thing that radio has over all other mediums. We're live. So there you go. If anybody has any thoughts on that Lichtman interview yesterday, give me a call, 740-383-9944, or the guests we had on in hour number one today, Amazing Kreskin and Thunderbolt Patterson. If you have anything to say about any of those interviews or anything anybody said in any of those interviews, agree or disagree, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You've been good for me this week and good to me this week, and I hope you will continue continue to call in. That's the important part of a radio show of this nature. So there you go. Let's see, what else do we got here on the agenda this morning to talk about? Boy, there was something on the tip of my tongue that I wanted to talk about that I didn't write down, and hopefully it will come back to me, but it was something important, but I'll get back to it. Okay, I got to tell you, last night I went out and ate in a restaurant, you know, which now is, I guess, kind of taboo to go out and eat in a restaurant. And I'll tell you how taboo it was. I went to a chain restaurant, which normally would be busy. I went during dinner time last night, and it was weird because there were when I walked in, it was definitely dinner time. I got there probably, it was after 6, so maybe a little after dinner time. I got there probably about 6:30, and it was probably 5 tables. And I still consider that dinner time, you know, in the summer. It was sunny outside. The weather was great last night. You know, like 5 or 6 tables at 6:30 at night. And by the time I had left, about an hour, well, it was a little longer than that because we had a good time last night. So I guess I ended up staying maybe a couple, 3 hours last night. So it might have been 8:30, something like that. Maybe I did get there earlier. I'm not sure on the time frame of this, to be honest with you. It might have been closer to 5:30 that I got there. In any event, by the time I left, there were maybe 2 tables left in the whole restaurant. And that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate to see. I just, in a big chain restaurant like that, I understand it was a Tuesday night, but boy, those businesses have got to be hurting. And that's sad. That's one of the big sad things to come out of this COVID thing. I don't know if it's I don't know if it's because it's eat-in that's the problem, because the fast food places seem to be doing well, and places that you don't seem to have to go in seem to be doing well, but the restaurants where you have to go in and sit down, seems like there's a lot of trouble there, and I hope it gets better. Has anybody seen any restaurants in town doing well? I mean, we're hearing about all the ones that are not doing well. Are there any restaurants in town that you have seen that are really doing a business during this whole COVID thing? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or have you gone out to the restaurants and even seen this? The second part of this is, I had such fun last night. You know, it was kind of a hot day, and I had the evening free. I really didn't have anything on the agenda. And it was so much fun last night just to go in and laugh and we told funny stories and just really, really, really got along. And that is always a great moment. Tons of fun. So even though we were one of the few in the restaurant, we did end up having a lot of fun. And that made me think of our conversation yesterday, to be honest with you, about living in the moment. And if you didn't hear the show yesterday, I can't go fully in-depth into this again because it was a really long and hopefully in-depth conversation. And at one point, I didn't know if I was even making any sense. But there are so many times in life, the big thing here is where we're so worried about the consequences that we don't live in the moment. We don't say what we mean. We don't do what we want. We don't, because we're so concerned about what the consequences are going to be. And I think a lot of times that brings a lot of regret. What I really think happens is, I think as humans, we think we're going to regret making a spontaneous decision, when what we actually regret is that we didn't make the spontaneous decision and we missed out on that opportunity. Now, not all opportunities are gone forever. You know, nothing's forever. But I think day to day, moment to moment, maybe we're constantly reevaluating, and hopefully we're, because I tell people all the time, they've got to be more spontaneous. I love to be around spontaneous people. They're my favorite type of people because you never know what's coming down the pike. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to plan appointments and things of that nature, but if you give me a choice around being around somebody who is very regimented in what they do and being around somebody who is spontaneous and you never know what's going to happen around them, I'm always going to take the spontaneous person. That is just a much more fun, exciting person to be around. Now, does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I would even say that the dinner I had last night was probably a very spontaneous act. It wasn't really planned out the way that it happened, but it ended up being so much fun and so spontaneous. And I love that. And I think that's why we were able to laugh so hard and why we were able to have so much fun is because it was not so planned out. So I think we really have to start thinking about that in our lives. The more spontaneous we get, the better people I think overall we are going to be. And you will reap the rewards of this. There's no doubt in my mind that you will reap the rewards of being a spontaneous person. I think your blood pressure goes down. I think your stress level goes down. I think people are more apt to be nice to you because you want to be nice to somebody who's spontaneous because they're fun to be around. And I think that's how we choose everybody in life. That's the choice. You know, there are so many choices we make day to day. From the time our feet hit the floor in the morning till the time our feet go back in the bed at night, there are so many choices we make during the day. I don't know how many choices the average person makes per day, but it's a lot. We make a lot of choices every day. And if there's somebody who's making very regimented, very thought out, very everything has a consequence, very I've got to think this through type of attitude, you know, that'll grate your nerves after a while. But you got somebody who's very spontaneous, let's do this, let's do that, that wasn't planned, let's have fun. Hey, you want to be around people like that. And I think those people become your best friends, to be honest. So there's my commentary on spontaneity. Now, if anybody has anything else they would like to say in regard to that, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Always enjoy hearing from you. Now, also, don't forget that when this show is over today, I will be on with Glenn Goble from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. So 2 more hours of me, the party continues, and then Glenn Goble will be on with A Progressive Life from 12 to 1 p.m. And then we will have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman today from 4:10 to 5 p.m. and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 until 7 tonight, right here on WWGH Radio. And I don't know what has been going on this week, but I will tell you this. We have gotten like 3 or 4 calls asking when Swap Shop is on. Now, Swap Shop is on every Thursday from 12 to 1. And you just call this number, 740-383-9944, between 12:15 and 1 p.m. on Thursday, and you can swap your stuff. It's been weird this week. I don't know if it's because the weather's warmer. I don't know if it's because we're smack dab in the middle of summer and people are having garage sales again. I don't know what the cause of this is, but I know at least 3 or 4 calls this week have come in asking when Swap Shop is on. So tell your friends, because we do want this program to be a success. It's on every Thursday, 12:10 until 1 p.m. So don't miss Swap Shop. And we might talk more about that with Glenn Coble when he comes in today. The cookout on Saturday is coming together nicely. Very excited for that. Talked a little bit about that last night while I was at dinner this coming Saturday. I'll report back to you on Monday about how that went. Got the big special coming up here on WWGH Radio on Friday night, this coming Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tune in, 8 to 11 p.m. Now, this is when you normally would have been watching or listening or going to Red, White, and Boom. But this year, there is no Red, White, and Boom. So spend it with us here at WWGH Radio. It's going to be a tremendous special. It's going to be a tremendous amount of fun. We're going to have a few people in here, and it'll be a good show. This coming Friday night, 8 to 11 p.m., an extra hour than our normal Friday night show. So don't miss it. 8 to 11, July the 3rd, big program here on WWGH Radio. All right. Let's see here. Well, this is one I've wanted to do all week, so we can get kind of into this. What does the 4th of July mean to you? I have asked this on Facebook, and I asked Thunderbolt, I asked Amazing Kreskin this morning, what does it really mean to you? What does Independence Day mean? Now, there will be fireworks, and there will be all kinds of things, as there normally are, but in general, what does the 4th of July mean to you? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. I would love to hear what it means to you, because I think it means so many different things to so many different people. I think a lot of people it does mean fireworks. I think a lot of people it means fun with family. I think a lot of people it means cookouts and barbecues and things of that nature. I think for a lot of people it does have a significant meaning, like the Constitution and the Revolutionary War and the American flag and what it means to be an American. So I think there's that part of it too. But essentially, in your own words, what does Independence Day mean to you? What does the 4th of July mean? This is the birthday of our country. Why is this day important to you? And you know, this year may be more important than other years. It'd be interesting to hear what this means to you, because we are in the middle of a COVID. We are a pandemic. We are in the middle of a really, really messy protest situation right now going on across this country. So here we are, 4th of July. A lot of fairs are not going on, including our own here in Marion County. So what does all this mean to you? What does the 4th mean to you, Independence Day? 740-383-9944. That's the question on the table. Also, we now know that nursing homes are going to reopen on July the 20th, 20 days from today. And they've been closed, I think, that since the schools have been closed, back on March the 13th. So we are talking, boy, they've been closed, well, it'll be well over 4 months by the time we reopen those on July the 20th. And I don't know how this is going to work, because in the beginning, I thought the reason we were closing the nursing homes was because the elderly were very susceptible to the pandemic. And I understand that. And people in nursing homes usually aren't getting up and walking around and don't leave the building a whole lot. So I thought the fear was that if visitors came and went and somebody had the coronavirus, that this could be a big problem. Well, now we're seeing spikes in all states. So is this a good time to open up the nursing homes? I mean, I know people want to see their families, and that's very important, because it has been a long time. It's been 4 months. But I don't know. Is that going to work? Because a lot of people also in nursing homes have compromised conditions. They have compromised health. So I don't know, is this a good idea to open up the nursing homes here in about 20 days? Now, I think pretty much what Governor DeWine said was he had to weigh their physical health versus their mental health. Because not seeing family for a long time, I'm sure, is wearing on a lot of people in nursing homes. But will it be mandatory to wear a mask in a nursing home? I don't know. I don't know how that will work. And will a mask work? Because it's still my understanding that a mask only protects you. I don't know if it will protect them. And there's a lot of question right now on if masks do protect people. I don't know. You know, in the beginning, they said no, then they said yes, and then now some people are saying no again. I really don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? This is going to be a big thing coming up on July the 20th, I guarantee that. That's going to be a big discussion, a big moment a big maybe point of contention. And if people start getting sick in these nursing homes, people who already have compromised health, I don't know. I worry about that, especially with the numbers going up. If the numbers were going down, I don't think it would be such a big thing. But with the numbers not going down, I think it becomes a little bit of a bigger thing. So, regardless, do you have opinion of reopening the nursing homes? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, maybe you have somebody in a nursing home and you would like to comment in regard to that, because it's it could become a very, very sticky situation very quickly. And I don't think you can unding that bell. That becomes an even bigger problem. I think undinging that bell, once you ding it, is very difficult. Very, very difficult. No doubt about it. Now, what else is on the agenda this morning? I just think as we head into Independence Day, I think there's just a lot of fun. I think this whole week's a lot of fun. I woke up on the right side of the bed this morning. I don't know why I was in such a good mood this morning, to be honest with you, but I was just in the best mood this morning, although I have not gotten any apple butter donuts. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, you're all kinds of opinions.
Yes.
I'd like to give one this morning.
Go ahead.
Last night, about 10 o'clock, went to Taco Bell on Delaware Avenue. Got tacos. Bought one. When we opened them up, there was no meat, not even enough to make a sandwich. It was all shell, pulled grease. The lettuce was all nasty. There was nothing else on it. And I don't know what your problem is out there, but when we got home, that grease had soaked to the paper so bad that the paper fell apart. And I have no idea what's going on with them. But there was I had three tacos. Just to meet from all three men together, and I still need to make one. So whatever they're doing out there in Greece, there's enough grease on there to float a battleship.
Now, did you give him a call and ask him what was going on?
I've been trying to get a hold of the manager, but I ain't got a hold of one yet. So I'm still trying to get a hold of one.
Well, hopefully they make the situation right for you.
Yeah, but I don't know what if it's the cooks. If they've got back or what. So as soon as I can get all the manager, I'm going to try to find out what was going on. But actually, this is not the only time. This is the second or third time. But whether it's the cook or they're getting back, but when they loaded up with grease, there's more grease on it than anything else.
I do know, unfortunately, as you know, the night goes on, and it shouldn't be this way, but as restaurants, you know, the business slows down, and I think a lot of restaurants are having this trouble right now, because as I said, the restaurant I was in last night was not very busy at all, and I think they're trying to keep their food costs low, and I think what's happening is, you know, they don't want to throw out a whole bunch of food at night. And so if you go late at night, I think, not that they should, but I think that they just are trying, you know, they don't have a lot of food left on hand.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, I agree with that point that you made, but what is all grease and no meat, there's something that has to be, you know, they're not draining it, they're not doing whatever. But it's, it's the one there on Delaware Avenue. So, I'm going to try to find out from the management if I can get a hold of one.
Well, hopefully they're able to make it right for you.
Well, I just want to more or less complain. I don't really want to, you know, get any more tacos because they just lost the customer. I said it's the second or third time this happened. And, I'm more or less done with it. You want a little slack at night, you go out there, and you get all grease. So.
Well, that's right. Any time of day, you want to get the best food you can, that's for sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And when there's not enough meat on it, and, when it takes three sandwiches to make one, that's ridiculous. So, anyway, that's my opinion of it.
No, I understand that, and I thank you for calling in.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Now, there's an opinion that was different and than what we were talking about, but interesting nonetheless. So, hey, if you have an opinion like that, give us a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 on this 1st of July, 2020. You know, I do think that food places are doing a little cutting back. I think it's not right. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying anybody should have to end up with leftovers when you pay for food like that or get extra grease in your food. It's a weird time right now. It's just a completely different time, and I think people are doing different things. I'm trying to put that the best possible way. I'm trying to be as diplomatic as I can in that answer, because I know restaurants are hurting. When I was in the restaurant last night, it's sad to see that's where restaurants are now, but, you know, if people don't feel comfortable coming in, there's really nothing you can do about it. And we'll see what this pandemic does. You know, I saw the other day where Broadway's shutting down for the rest of the year and possibly into 2021. And we don't know what's going on with sports. And we don't know. The cases are on the rise. States are self-quarantining. It's very strange. It's a very, 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 very different time. And I think we're all taking note of this and all paying attention the best way we can. But that's the way it goes. It's just one of those things right now. It's one of those things. It's how we're living. And we'll get through it. And hopefully we'll all get through it on the other end okay. But if there's anything you want to talk about other than what I'm talking about, feel free to join in. 740-383-9944. Again, that's 740-383-9944. I'll be on for 2 more hours today with Glenn Coble, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then the Progressive Life with Glenn Coble will be on 12:10 to 1 p.m. And then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 till 7 p.m. tonight right here on WWGH Radio. It's a very different time. And the other night I asked on Facebook, how has the coronavirus changed your life for the good and the bad? Now, can anybody answer that? How has it changed your life for the good? How has it changed your life for the bad? Because there have been some good aspects of this. I can think of some that have been good. And some that have been bad. I was trying to think in my own head there. Okay, now here's been a good one. Now, a lot of older people have learned how to Zoom and have learned how to use computers. So, you know, I think that's a good aspect of what has happened. Families have spent a lot more time together. Now, sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. But, you know, for the most part, I think that's good. I think people are less scheduled, which is a good aspect of what's going on right now. And I think people are also learning how to make their own fun, because a lot of places weren't open for a long time. And you have to be a little creative in what you do. So those are the good aspects. The bad aspects, obviously, businesses are going out of business. People are being hurt financially. People are getting sick. People are dying. These are not good. We would have much rather not had a pandemic, but we're stuck with it. So let's try to figure out the best possible way we can to get through this thing on the other side together. Like last night, I don't think I necessarily would have had as much fun. I don't know that I would have went out like that. Well, I probably would have. I like, you know, if somebody calls and I'm free, I like to go out. I like to do stuff like that. And as I say, last night's dinner turned into basically 3 hours of laughs and just a good time. So it probably would have happened, but I don't know if having laughter and human connection like that, that might have something to do with the COVID, that you have such a good time, because you do spend so much time by yourself. Well, a lot of people do. And I think it's a release to get out with other people and spend time with them and just really, really have a good time. And I think that's a big, big part of it, which comes back to our conversation yesterday about spontaneity. You know, even in this COVID, I mean, obviously you don't want to do anything crazy that's going to risk your health, but the more spontaneous you are, I think even the better it's going to be during this pandemic. I think the spontaneity is what cements your relationships with people. And oddly enough, I will say this about spontaneity. And I'm not saying I'm the most spontaneous person in the world. I mean, I make plans. I'm a little scheduled. So I'm not the most spontaneous. But I will say this. The more spontaneous you are, things do change in life. If you really pay attention, the longer you're spontaneous, the more change happens. Now, here's why that happens. Spontaneity breeds free spirit. It breeds a free spirit. Is basically, you know, remember we used to call people free spirits? Well, basically being spontaneous is a trait of a free spirit. So if you're a free spirit, things tend to bother you less. And also, people tend... Have you ever heard somebody really dislike a free spirit? People don't really dislike free spirits. People like them. People like that they're high energy, they're exciting, nothing bothers them. And nobody's that way 100% of the time. But if you can get it up there in the 90 percentile, hey, you're doing pretty good. And a lot of times things change based on that. I have some firsthand experience of this. You know, I have noticed that when I'm around people, and I like people who are scheduled. I'm not saying people who are scheduled are wrong. You know, or what do they call them? Clockheads. People who have to be somewhere at a certain time all the time. You know, I don't mind that. But when you're around the more spontaneous group, things change. You become a little more spontaneous yourself in what you do. And this is not a bad thing. All right. We've got that question out there. What do you think of spontaneity, not being so planned in life? I think that was an advantage of the COVID for a lot of people for a long time. There was nothing going on. What does the 4th of July mean to you? Or is there anything you want to talk about at all on your mind? We've got about 13 minutes left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, this kind of dates back, oddly enough. And I love to clarify this because sometimes I think people have the wrong idea about what I'm talking about. You know, sending people pictures or notes, that's spontaneous. Because you don't expect it. And you can send anything. Like I say, for the longest time, I got pictures of bacon in a Wendy's cup. You know, that was spontaneous. It was funny, but it was also spontaneous. And I enjoyed that because it was something I did not expect. And that's really what it's all about. That's catching somebody off guard. You know, I want to delve into this picture thing just for a second, because this fascinates me, the selfie thing. I don't know if we've ever talked about this. What do you think it is about selfies? I have always wondered this. You know, I don't know. A lot of people think it's a self-esteem thing, that people want comments. They want, because people don't take bad selfies. People don't take a selfie of themselves when they're not looking exactly perfect. They try to get as perfect as possible, and they want people to like their picture and heart their picture and make comment, oh, you look great, blah, 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 blah. Now, is that a, I don't know, is that a, I'm trying to, is that a self-esteem thing? Or is that just, hey, I want people to see how I look? I don't know. I've never really figured that out. I do notice that selfies get a lot more attention than words. Now, not always. Sometimes if you type something really profound, you will get a lot of comments, and you will get a lot of likes, and you'll get a lot of hearts and all that. But a picture, depending on who your audience is, and have you ever noticed the same, just about the same people comment on everything? Now, this is not bad, because obviously there are people who pay attention to everything you do, but have you ever noticed it's always just about the same people? You might get some new people, and you might get some people out of the blue every so often that comment on your stuff, but have you ever noticed it's always just about the same people? Now, you might get different people who like your stuff, and I always wonder, if they like a picture of you, if they like a selfie, what does that mean? Does that mean they think you look good? And is that what it's all about? Self-esteem. I don't understand that whole selfie thing. I'm not saying I've never taken a selfie, because I have, but I've never taken it for the purposes of getting likes or thumbs up or whatever you get. I've taken them because I'm doing something and I'm trying to illustrate what I'm doing. I've never just taken a picture and said, oh, here I am today. You know, I've never done that. So I don't know. I think it's interesting, because we talk so much about pictures and sending people pictures and the privacy that people, the pictures that people send. And yes, that's very spontaneous, and it's a very cool thing, and it will just about endear you to anybody. But I've also noticed that when people send private pictures, they really don't care how you, how they look. It's not a selfie. It's not something they're posting on their news feed on Facebook. I think that's kind of funny. You know, they take different pictures. You know, it doesn't really matter how they look. They could be, you know, hair a mess, burning up, freezing to death. They just take the picture, because it's more about the reaction of the other person. It's trying to make them laugh, or trying to shock them, or something of that nature. But selfies are different. Selfies have to be perfect. Selfies have to be... what would happen if you put a bad picture up? Do you think people would dislike it, or would they just avoid it? That's interesting. If you put up a selfie with you looking particularly bad and not doing anything special, would people react to it? I don't think they would say rude things, but would they completely overlook it? Let me know. That's an interesting question. And we all live in this selfie social media world. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, aside from that conversation, yesterday, when we were having the spontaneous action conversation, what I got to thinking about was, do we ever give our... We go on vacation all the time. You know, we take vacations from work, and we take vacations from other things. But do we ever really give ourselves time away from being maybe the person we are? I remember seeing a show years ago where a very serious person talked about how they had given themselves permission to be a different person for a few days. You know, just to stop being so serious, stop worrying about everything, and just become a totally different person for a couple days, just to see how that felt. To live it. It wasn't that they disliked themselves. It was just they are who they are every day, and maybe being somebody else for a few days would be different. And I think that's a very unique experiment. How many people are brave enough to do that experiment? Kind of leave who you are out for a couple days. Now, I'm not talking about disappearing. Obviously, you don't disappear. But just try not to be the things you don't want to be. Take the good qualities of your personality, the good qualities of the things you want to be but maybe are not, and try to be that for a couple days. You know, you're not going to be that way forever because it's very hard to change overall. But isn't that fun? Isn't that interesting to think that you could give yourself a hall pass away from being yourself for a few days? I think those are neat experiments in life. And I think you learn a lot about yourself. And it all goes back to point A. And if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Never miss the chance to tell somebody what you're thinking about, how you feel, what's going on. Even if it's wrong, even if it's embarrassing, make sure that you tell them. Because the last thing you want to do is have it left unsaid. This is interesting. I was giving advice the other day to they're not kids. I don't want to say kids, but they're in their early 20s. And I was giving advice to them the other day about, you know, maybe they should be in a relationship because they get along very well. And so I was talking to them and I said, you know, you only regret what you don't do. You know, if you get into the relationship and it turns out to be a complete disaster, well, then you know it was a disaster. And you just, you know, you write it down that way. You say, well, hey, that was just a complete disaster. But if it ends up being... Oh, here's Glenn. Oh, we're going to have a fascinating show today, Glenn. You know, I'm always so interested in your Cubs mask. And you have not bought me one yet. What kind of friend are you?
Costume.
Was that a pricey mask?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize. What does a Cubs mask go for?
$15.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, high dollar mask.
It doesn't fit very well.
Is it hard to, you know, the ones you get that are disposable, you can breathe through them.
Yeah, these are a little hard to breathe.
Those are a little harder to breathe through?
Yeah.
A little more difficult.
I love your discussion on face selfies.
Oh, we'll continue
we'll
that. I think it's interesting because I'm not really sure what that's about overall.
Yeah, I think it's different for different people.
Different for different people. But have you ever seen an ugly selfie?
Yes, I've taken several.
You've taken. But now, are you taking them for people to comment on your looks?
No, I'm taking them to show people where I am.
Oh, right.
Or who
and,
I'm with.
Exactly. And that's, you know, mine are always purposeful. You know, that here I am, I'm doing this, I'm about to go live. Because pictures do get more comments than words. So that's why I do it. But sometimes I see people post selfies and I can't figure out why they're posting it for any other reason than, hey, I look good.
Do you ever get a Facebook posty from somebody that wrote an 800-page tome for you?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
oh
yeah.
Those.
Oh, yeah. Well, but I can't figure it out, though, because, you know, they run them through these filters, and it doesn't even look like them. You know, when I see the person in reality, I always say, you know, that was a very nice picture, but it doesn't look like you.
Mine always, unfortunately, looks like me.
Does it? Well, you don't pretty up for those pictures, Glenn?
No, sir.
You don't get the makeup out and
no, sir.
Make sure you look just so-so for those pictures? I don't know. And I'm not sure there's anything even wrong with doing that. If it builds your self-confidence and you're having a bad day.
Why
and
not?
Yeah. If strangers comment and that really, you know, makes you happy overall, what do I care? Doesn't bother me.
You'll have a pleasant disposition, and you'll be nice to be with.
Yeah, that's right. You'll have a pleasant disposition, and you'll be much nicer, and it's good for your mental health. But I just like when people post bad. I like the bad pictures. I don't comment or like anything, but I might comment or like a bad picture.
You've never commented on one of them.
Oh, here we are, Glenn.
There are lots of things you could comment about.
Oh, man. And we're also, you know, I'm headed into my big July 4th cookout this weekend.
Which
you're not invited to. Didn't make the list. Didn't make the cut. It was one of those things. 58 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, don't forget, Glenn and I will be coming up from 10:10 until 12 noon today.
Do I get paid extra for this extra 5 minutes here?
Oh, yeah. Time and a half here right now. This is what this is all about. We've gotten a lot of calls for Swap Shop. I don't know. This week,
fantastic.
three calls on the answering machine about Swap Shop. And I've also talked to people, and I've let them know it's Thursday 12 to 1, and they call this number, and so on,
and
so
three
forth.
I had calls last week during Swap Shop.
About Swap Shop.
No, during Swap Shop.
But was it for Swap Shop?
Yes.
Oh, so we better get back into that, because
absolutely.
I guess it's the way to go. So Swap Shop returns full force tomorrow. Complete swapping your junk tomorrow from 12 to 1 here on this station. So you're not going to want to switch the dial then. You're not going to switch the dial now here, because we're going to break in just about 30 seconds and come back with Glenn Coble and a two-hour conversation about the mores of life and other things. You wouldn't want to miss this for love nor money. I'll be back tomorrow morning as well. 8 a.m. until 12, then Glenn will be on 12 to 1 tomorrow. Don't forget Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond today, 4 to 5, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 to 7 tonight. So a lot of great programming coming up today right here on WWGH Radio, which starts with Glenn and I in just about 10 minutes from now. So don't you dare go anywhere. Stay tuned for Obits, Weather, and News.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Scott.
Scott, hello! Okay, we